positive. What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing, as usual. I like your shirt there, buddy.
I do too. Mine has a little more color than yours, though, right?
Indubitably. I'm a black and white guy over here.
Me too, in my own way. Oh, that was a good joke to start off. Everyday superhero, positive news stories. That's what we're doing today on this Wednesday. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Because there are superheroes amongst all of us that happen every day that you might not hear about or your friends might not hear about. So leaving that review, telling a friend helps us so much spread this positivity and positive news we're talking about today. Tim, what do you have for your first everyday superhero positive news story?
So I have a bus driver by the name of Kia. And Kia was driving her students down the street. And she has kindergartners all the way to eighth graders on her bus. Whenever she started hearing this random sound, engine started to smoke up. So she did the responsible thing. Let me go ahead and turn off this bus. Let me get everybody off the bus safely. That's exactly what she does. But she was the last one off the bus, like a responsible bus driver should be. But then she only took 8 or 9 steps from the bus. Then all of a sudden, the front end of the bus exploded, catching flames, just getting high as can be. Just imagine something off of a movie. Good thing is she did get everybody off the bus safely because she handled things a responsible way and all of her kids were okay. But she definitely was a little terrified, realizing she only took 8 or 9 steps before it did blow up. And they ended up finding out that she turned off the engine just in time, because if she'd have left it on 10 more seconds longer, it would have blown up with everybody on it. So shout out to bus driver Kia for doing the amazing superhero thing.
Bus drivers always saving the day here on the Positive Truth Podcast. We could do a compilation of bus driver positive news stories over the years, and it would be like a 40-minute episode.
That is interesting. We could. We at least do one bus driver episode, like a month for sure.
Yeah, like a month or two.
Not episode, story. Yeah.
Like easily. Bus drivers always saving the day, getting you place to place, keeping you with your employed, and just saving the day when they can.
Always good for the mental too. Bus drivers are always nice. Always a nice hello. They're good energy for sure. Good vibes, in the words of Jose. Good vibes.
Good vibes. I'm sure all see now. You have to tell everyone who Jose is. All the listeners.
Jose is the graphic designer on our team. This man is a creative genius. He makes all of our stickers and labels for a lot of the companies out throughout Oklahoma, even the world. He ships stuff everywhere. Now that I think about it, I think he shipped some stickers to Dubai before.
He's a very positive person. Always has jokes. Always has jokes.
Never
so many this. Jokes. Called me last week at 7:30, 8. Hold top, hey, I need some help. And you're the only person that can help me. And I was like, I got you. So yeah, shout out to bus driver. Shout out to Jose. Shout out to sorority in the University of Georgia. 5 sorority girls. I want to give them all a shout out by their first name. Molly, Jane, Eleanor, Clark, and Caitlin. They were leaving campus in Athens, University of Georgia, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day weekend, March 15th. They took a detour, stopped for lunch, see the scenic Georgianian views. I think I said that, Georgianian views. And they saw something a little strange out of the corner of their eye. What they saw was a car wreck. A woman who was driving her 2 kids lost her glasses, became a little blind. I can relate to this. Went off the road, went into a sinkhole, and the car was sinking. Sorority girls pulled over. And then they saw the mother screaming out of the top of the sunroof. My kids are in here, we're sinking. Sorority girls, they said they had no choice but to act because there wasn't enough time. So they run out there, swim in, they grab the mother, grab the daughter, but the son was still in the car. He was in his little baby seat and he couldn't get out. So they dove in, unbuckled him, pulled him out just as the car totally goes underwater. But the younger son, he's 4. He's not breathing now. One of the sorority girls was a lifeguard, learned the CPR when she was a lifeguard. And she's like, this is the only thing I can do, perform CPR. After 10 seconds, he's back breathing again. ended up saving all three of their lives. And they are everyday superheroes. They saw a problem. They saw a wreck. They got out to help and they ended up saving the day, saving three people's lives. And it doesn't matter how old or young you are, you can save the day. And there's a lot of people willing to do it whenever they see an issue here at the Positive Truth Podcast and around the world.
Take that world. That could have been a Youth is Awesome positive news story. Superheroes are everywhere, I swear.
It could be. That could be a preview of what we're doing on Friday.
Hey.
Or on Monday. We have so many stories. But yeah, could be a preview. What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
So my next story is about a woman by the name of Brianna. She's from Victoria, Australia, and she was at the beach by herself just hanging out. It was a nice, beautiful day, so she wanted to spend, you know, her day there in solace. And when she was there, it wasn't very many people out there, so she could hear everything, the ocean, the breeze, and then out of nowhere, she heard some people crying for help, just screaming. So she looked around, she looked out into the water, and she could see some people struggling to swim. So she went out there. Immediately, nobody was nearby to help, and she knew she was a strong swimmer, so she went out there, and she saw there was three men out there, all struggling to swim, so she swam, got one, swam back out there, got the other, swam back out there, and by the time she was got the third man, there was other bystanders that saw what was going on, so they started to help as well. She ended up pulling all three men to shore. Between her and other men there, they were doing CPR as well on these men to help save their lives. And I thought it was really amazing. Shout out to Brianna for doing the right thing, ultimately. A lot of people would stand there or go scream for help, but sometimes people just know this is my time to react. And just like the woman in your story and just like the woman I have right here, they all reacted and they saved lives.
Women saving the day. If you have the skills to help, always help. And a lot of people do. She was a strong swimmer, knew the CPR, and pulled them to shore.
Absolutely.
Basic, essential life skills that... Still need to take that CPR class I do. Still need to take it.
Yeah, my card expired in 2011. People have teenagers now and stuff by the time. Mine's good. My bad, guys.
Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I had a really good weekend. It was the wife's birthday, so I'm grateful for all the family moments. But one thing that happened was, I got home from work on Friday, and I found out my daughter lost her tooth at school, which is amazing. I got to play Tooth Fairy again. And then 2 days later, not even 2 days later. Yeah, 2 days later, she loses another tooth, man. Didn't even know she had a second loose tooth, by the way. It just blew my mind. So I didn't play Tooth Fairy that night. Edna did. And Edna got caught. Edna got caught.
What were we just talking about? We never heard anybody get caught.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I had to bring this up here during this time. It was hilarious. I wake up this morning and I'm like, oh no. I don't think, because I didn't put Layla to sleep last night. Edna put her to bed, and it's usually me, but I don't know why we switched roles last night, but usually that would remind me to go put the mic, be the Tooth Fairy. I didn't do that. So I woke up in a panic and I text Edna immediately because she was already at work. My daughter is like up walking around the house thinking she's grown at 6 a.m. I'm texting Edna. I'm like, hey, did we forget to put money under her pillow? And she's like, no, I took care of it. I'm like, okay, cool. Hey, Layla, how are you? After I see her, and she's like, I'm good. The Tooth Fairy gave me $10. And I was like, whoa, $10. She's like, yeah, I think she thought I was 10 years old. But Daddy, guess what? What? She's like, I think Mommy's the Tooth Fairy. What do you mean? I saw her put money under my pillow. I just didn't want to tell her. And I'm like, oh, man. So, of course, I had to text Edna immediately. Immediately. It was hilarious. Hilarious. So that's how my daughter found out the Tooth Fairy is Edna, the mommy.
Well, just don't spoil Santa quite yet.
Man, I told her I got it from now on. I am the Tooth Fairy. I am Santa. I am all of the above.
Well, that was a really good one. My thing I'm grateful for is city life. I took a trip on Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. And where I went, there was a point in time where I didn't have cell phone service. And to give, for everyone listening, we're based out of Oklahoma City. Most people think of Oklahoma like flatlands, cows, like really broke down cars, just like country. And let me tell you, that's the absolute truth. I passed a grocery store and it was like, it said general grocery and it was like the size of a small house. I was like, how do y'all get groceries here? But I ran out of cell phone service and I was like, my whole life, I've never learned how to fix a tire because I've always paid for insurance for it. And I was like, man, if my tire pops right now, I'm screwed. Like completely screwed. So yeah, that was a pretty terrifying 15 minutes when I didn't have cell phone service. So shout out to City Life. I really appreciate you.
Oh, that is hilarious on so many different levels. That is hilarious.
Yeah, the second my service went from SOS to the 5G again, I was like, ah.
Not SOS. Oh, that's hilarious.
Speaking of SOS, whenever you are in a panic, you call the police. And in North Haven, Connecticut, Detective Michael Harton was in a situation where people had called him in a panic. He was in a situation where a young lady who was 3 months old, named Tuka, not a real name, that's what everyone calls her, great name in my opinion, was choking and wasn't breathing. So whenever Hartman got there, he was just like, not on my watch, not on my watch, not on my watch. He was giving infant CPR, giving infant the Heimlich maneuver, and nothing he was doing was working, but he kept trying. And then all of a sudden, she became okay. And now, Tuka's a lot older. She's 5. And she says, since that, Harton says, that's the best moment of my life. Because since then, he was so compelled and just so happy to save her. He was like, I just got to be in this young lady's life. And Tuka is raised by a single mother, Black woman, Black daughter. Harton's older white male. And said, ever since then, doesn't matter, we're from two different cultures, two different races. We're coming together and we're building community with the police. He's there every Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays. He said it just was one of those, a beacon of hope in my life that my job is meaningful again. You know, I think he didn't think it was meaningful, but he realized it. So happy to be in her life. And now she has 2 families because they're around so often. Now everyone's best friends. And it just really is an uplifting, feel-good Friday. Not really Feel Good Friday, Everyday Superhero and Feel Good Friday, heartstring pour, positive news story.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. I was thinking that the whole entire time. This is like another family. There's no way there's nothing positive coming out of this. That's a whole new family you were able to build there. So yeah, that's amazing. 10 out of 10 story.
10 out of 10. What do you got, Tim?
My last one comes from the fire department. There's no way we're not going to talk about some heroes and not bring up the fire department. So the New Jersey Fire Department saved a dog, a community dog by the name of Daisy. In Franklinville, this community dog is known by everybody, and Daisy ended up getting stuck in a tire. Whenever it got stuck in the tire, Daisy couldn't get out. Everybody was trying to help, so they ended up calling the fire department, doing the responsible thing. The fire department tried dish soap, it tried vegetable oil, and then they realized, oh, we have these plasma cutters because nothing is working, stuck really tight. They ended up using these plasma cutters and they carefully were able to cut Daisy out. The whole community was around because they all love this dog so much and they all know him that they were all pretty happy about it. The fact that they had to write an article about it was pretty cool as well too. So I wanted to talk about it here on The Positive Truth because I love heroes and I love my dogs. Tu sabes.
Daisy looked like lion mane, except it was a hubcap.
A whole hubcap that they had to cut off of her.
So the picture is actually pretty funny. But yes, you know how, community came together to save the dog.
You know how terrifying? When I was a kid, I got a ring stuck on my finger and we couldn't get it off. We had to actually cut it off. And I swore I thought my finger was going to get cut off the whole entire time because it was turning purple. So I can only imagine how Daisy was feeling whenever they were doing this thing. The fact that they had to use plasma cutters to cut this rim. Craziness, man.
I was actually going to ask you, have you ever been stuck in anything?
Of course, man.
I've actually never been stuck in anything. I've ripped out of a few pants in compromising situations, let's just say. Multiple times. Thick thighs save lives. That's all I gotta say.
It happened to me in 2024 for the first time. Salty.
Oh, I've ripped gym shorts, Tim. That's the moms for saving them. But yeah. Great positive news story. Since you're talking about the fire department, I should talk about the police for my final positive news story. Coming out of Roseville, Michigan, where they got a call about a young man who got his scooter stolen. and they could just tell on the phone this scooter was essential for his life. His family was struggling, going through some personal medical issues, and the scooter meant a lot to him. It was also how he was getting around. It was one of those electric scooters. He could just go anywhere he needed to on it. And now he's like, how am I going to get to school? How am I going to get to work? I love this scooter. He was just crushed. He was almost calling the police just to have someone to talk to. Police got the call. They're like, all right, we believe him. He's clearly serious. We don't even want to put in the effort right now to find his scooter. We just need to do something to help him. So they immediately went, bought him a new scooter. They're like, where are you at? He told them that there was his location. He thought they were just showing up to get details. They showed up with a new scooter. He started crying. Heartstring puller. Everyone's happy. They take a picture. It's wonderful. Just goes to show you, sometimes when you're desperate and you think things can't get worse, people will always be there to help you, even at your worst.
Whenever you're in need, just look at your community.
Oh, bars by Tim.
Bars.
Is that a quote before we get out of here?
I do have one. The best way to predict your future is to create it. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.